Right now, it's Food Friday, and we caught up with one of WPR's in-house foodies, Lori Skelton, to check in on what's getting her excited about spring, the leafy green known as sorrel. Lori, welcome to Central Time.
It is a pleasure to be back, sort of.
Yeah?
Because this is the first Food Friday where I haven't brought anything in. I'm feeling a little guilty, but it's not my fault.
I can't wait to hear the story here.
Well, what I wanted to talk about today is my absolute favorite thing in spring. It's the first thing up in my garden every year. It's incredibly easy to grow. It's called sorrel. And some people call it a vegetable. Some people call it an herb. It's a leafy green thing that just springs up the instant the snow is gone from the ground. It has this bright, kind of tart flavor. Some people think it's like lemon. Some people say it's got a kind of a sour note that can really add a zing to a lot of different dishes. Now, I got through this winter when the temperature got down to 40 below. I put on my extra layers and I put up with it. I love winter in Wisconsin. I really wasn't that upset. And then when the months went on and we started to have a little bit longer winter, it's like, okay, I can handle this because I know I've got sorrel coming up in the garden.
Oh, it's the thing that you were really looking forward to.
I was waiting for. And then 2 weeks ago, after I knew the sorrel was starting, I went out to pick my first batch. Now, this is how I knew we had a bad winter. Normally, sorrel is something that rabbits don't bother, at least in my garden, probably because it is so tart. This year, the rabbits ate the sorrel. So this is how I knew Wisconsin had a really bad winter, and I was fine with it until the rabbits ate my sorrel.
Hate rabbits.
Yeah.
Oh, Larry, I'm so sorry.
Well, but the lovely thing is, it is late in April. The farmer's market is starting up this weekend. I'm assuming that even though, yet again this morning, I had sorrel yesterday that was an inch and a half high, and even though this morning the rabbits ate my sorrel.
You moth-eaten rabbit, I'll slice you to ribbons.
I know that there is sorrel out there, and I will put in a plug for next year. If you don't have sorrel in your garden, go to the farmer's market this weekend, find a vendor who has the plants, and put some in, because this is one of the great rewards of having a garden in Wisconsin, is that under most circumstances, you will have something green and bright in your pot or in your soup or in your salad by April. This is a real delight to work with.
Does it grow quickly? Are you hopeful that if you can contain the rabbits,
it does
you
grow,
can get some sorrel
it
still?
It does grow quickly. Okay. And the one thing you do have to remember with sorrel, this is a plant that likes cooler weather. If we have a really hot summer, this bolts very, very quickly, and the leaves go from fun and sour and tangy to bitter tasting. So this is a plant that does require mostly full sun, although a little shade might keep it going a little bit longer into your growing season. But if we've got a really beastly hot June, forget it. You're not going to see anything decent in your garden until probably September again.
And this is the time of year, too, when we can look forward to things like arugula, watercress. How would you compare that with sorrel? Would you put the three together in a salad?
Some people do that. When you're cooking with sorrel, one of its drawbacks is it's very, very similar to spinach in how it acts. It wilts very quickly, and so you can cook it in just a little bit of water and then puree it with lots of wonderful things like potato soup or leek soup or throw it in a stir fry. The problem with it is that it cooks down into this very unappealing camo green color. And so I know a lot of people will cook with sorrel and spinach together, not so much that they dislike the taste, but the spinach will give it that brighter green color. If you can get around the unappetizing color of it, cooked sorrel is such a delight to mix into, as I say, soups. If you are to just start with a little bit of sorrel in with a stir fry, it adds a great extra bite to fresh greens in a sandwich. It's basic. Think about it the way you would arugula or spinach, and mix it up. Find out what it plays with if you're playing with other greens.
Yeah. Is it easy to come by? Where can I find it if I don't already have it?
If you don't have it, check your farmers markets. Check your friends who forage. There is a version called sheep sorrel that grows wild, and anyone who happens to recognize it probably knows how to use it. So if you don't already have it in your garden, check with friends, and it may be pretty easy to come across it.
I was wondering about that, if it's something that you can just sort of discover. We might have it in our backyard and not even know it.
Sheep sorrel
leaves.
If the
rabbits don't get to it.
Right. And this year, heaven only knows, sheep sorrel leaves are going to be smaller than cultivated garden sorrel. And it's got just as bright a lemony a flavor, though. And so if you know where it is, it's definitely worth seeking out. If you don't know where it is, find someone who does.
Mm-hmm. This is a strange question I'm going to toss at you, but I know you'll be able to handle that. I know some people use dandelion leaves, too.
Yes.
Would that, and how does that enter the mix?
Well, dandelions are wonderful. As a matter of fact, I made a breakfast the other morning where I sautéed some dandelion greens. And threw in some and threw in some chopped boiled leftover potatoes.
I knew I could toss this question to you.
And you know, just let it talk to itself in the pan for about 5 minutes. Cracked a couple of eggs on top. It was amazing.
Wow.
Little sriracha on top as well. Definitely a great way to wake up. Dandelion greens don't have the tart, the lemony flavor that sorrel does, but if you have a yard that doesn't have pesticides on it, yes, go out and dig up those dandelion greens right now. One, you're getting rid of some weeds if you don't want them on your grass. But again, you can turn around and use those in a very similar way where you might use spinach. I love sautéing dandelion greens. They're great tossed with pasta.
Huh.
And yes, great with eggs. And again, it's a lovely thing to throw in a salad. And of course, the lovely thing to cheat with, wilt it down with a little bit of water or vegetable or chicken stock, throw it in the blender, maybe add a little cream or yogurt. You got a lovely little creamy soup.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't have thought of that. And it's, correct me if I'm mistaken, but as the season goes on and dandelion starts to, I guess, wither away for the summer, that gets harder to eat, right?
Again, when your leaves are bigger, have been out for a while, and yes, under Wisconsin summer sun, those leaves can get bitter. It's not going to have quite the same flavor change that sorrel has going from lemony tart to bitter. But I really don't enjoy dandelions much past June. Dandelions, sorrel, all of these greens that say spring to me, I do like them in spring dishes. Besides, by the time we get to June, we've got other things to play with.
That's true. That's true. And it's always something to look forward to. Well, you have a recipe for us to try. What is it this time?
The simplest thing you can do with sorrel is make a puree or a sauce. Take a couple cups of sorrel, throw it in a pan, again, with just a little bit of water. Wilt it down quickly, and then throw in a couple of tablespoons of butter and wilt it down, let it talk to itself. You can puree it and serve it that way, right on top of other vegetables. It's a great way to wake up the last of your root vegetables if you wanted something green on top of your rutabagas or potatoes. If you want to add a little cream to that sorrel puree, it's marvelous on fish, especially fattier cuts of fish. It's amazing on salmon, on mackerel. I'm told that a lot of people like it with lamb again, the way you might do creamed spinach alongside of a lamb. It's not one of my favorites. I really like sorrel best when it's with lighter meats. Fish, definitely with chicken. I probably wouldn't do it with duck, but if anybody has a way to get your fatty duck playing well with the sorrel, I know that sorrel plays really, really well with certain fruits like peaches and strawberries. So if you've got a good duck recipe that incorporates peaches, I could see where sorrel might work.
Interesting. Well, this is all very exciting. And now I'll be on the lookout for sorrel. I hadn't really thought about it much until now.
Again, if you don't have it in your garden, I have to put a plug in for get the plants. It's so easy to grow, and it's so rewarding when it is waiting for you next year.
Well, Lori, thank you so much for shedding light on this interesting ingredient.
My pleasure.
It's always fun.
Oh, I hate rabbits.
That was Lori Skelton, our in-house foodie and a woman of many talents, including being a host at Wisconsin Public Radio.
So Lori seems
she's
bothered about
rabbits.
Those rabbits. I'm a little worried for the rabbits, frankly.
I don't have a yard, so I don't have to worry about this, but I do have a community garden plot, and I think that the reason I haven't had such trouble is because all my neighbors are worried about the rabbits and taking care of it for me. So
taking care of in quotes, whatever
well,
that
whatever's
means.
Whatever's working, I turn a blind eye.
Well, coming up Monday on Central Time, April is Volunteer Month, so we'll talk about why volunteering matters today and how to find opportunities to give back.
And our guest tells us how to protect ourselves online and safely navigate the world of information, online dating, social media, and more.
That's all coming up this Monday on Central Time right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.